This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Yeah, go right for it, right from the start. Why not? Couldn't care less about the race of fourth, mate. What I care about is the way the team's sort of progressing. Pleased with today. Had a little bit of everything for us. Started the game well. Not just the goal. I thought we controlled the game really well. Then obviously, concede from a counter attack, which was disappointing. I thought we lost our way a little bit towards the back end of that first half. Super reaction, and I thought the whole second half were really dominant. Played some good football, scored a couple of good goals, probably could add a couple more against a team that was very, very desperate for points and fighting for everything, which I guess every team's fighting for something. I thought we handled it really well.
What was said at halftime? I know you made two changes. Did you feel that made a big difference? What was the message?
Yeah, I thought it made a difference. It wasn't anything Biss or Pape did. I just thought, I have the luxury of a strong squad now, which I didn't, for kind of the middle part of the year. And I just thought we needed some energy and legs in that midfield for that second half, because I could see Forest were working really hard to sort of try and, maintain their grip on the game. And I thought Pierre and Roddy were outstanding with the energy they brought and the quality, they brought in the second half. And I thought that helped us. Yeah, look, very sad. Obviously, I just heard about it now, and one of these figures that will always be remembered at this football club for his achievements, and distinguished manager, outstanding player, and sad loss. Obviously, all our love and support goes out to his family and friends, and from what I understand, obviously, I never got the opportunity to meet him, but everyone speaks very highly of him as a person, which is always the gatekeeper sort of barometer around these things. And, sad loss, particularly to those closest to him. But, never forgotten at this football club.
I'd like to ask about the performance of Timo Werner and what you made of it.
Yeah, I thought Timo was good. He kind of, he worked hard. He was always a threat. He kind of... he ran at the opposition really well, contributed to our first goal. For the second half in particular, he kind of helped us really sort of push them, pin them back, and I thought it was okay.
Did you think he'd be such a regular starter? I know obviously he came in as an area you were short, but it feels like he's really nailed down that spot.
Yeah, at the moment he's doing everything well. I mean, he didn't start a couple of weeks ago. But we brought him in because we knew we'd need him, and that's how it's proved. And we also knew we were getting a player who's already played at this level, so it wasn't really a risk for us. And he's been a good contributor. And, with the run-in we got, we've obviously got Newcastle next week, but then we've got a couple of big weeks with midweek games. We're going to need the whole squad.
I just want to ask you about Mickey Van de Ven. Obviously, you said this week your players don't have any ceilings. I mean, just how good can he
become? Don't know, and, it's... What I do know is that he's got a real appetite and determination to be the best he can be. He does that every day. And, his defensive work was outstanding again today. And, it's a great strike for the goal, and it's a well-worked set piece. And, it's credit to him. And, you know, we're not going to be the ones that are going to put any limits on his growth. I don't think he'll allow us to do that. But, you know, in my mind, with all these things, I just think we keep providing an environment for these guys to keep pushing themselves. And, you know, Mickey, not just Mickey, but I think, you know, others will be dragged along as well because they're all competing.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.